This time, we'll begin with item number 18, Lake Francis Case Fishery Update.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Thanks for having me on your agenda this afternoon. And I'm just here to share with you a quick update on the walleye fishery on Lake Francis Case. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes, we can.
Great. So what we're going to talk about today is essentially most of the information from our gill netting survey. I'll cover some of the survey design and the survey setup. And then we'll look at some of the walleye population trends that we're seeing as a result of that survey, as well as some of the angler use and harvest information that we're getting from our surveys as well. So to start with, our gill netting survey, and that this will be most of the information I'm going to share with you today comes from this survey. Yeah, we conduct that survey in September every year on Lake Francis Case, and it covers the entire reservoir from Fort Randall Dam all the way up to Big Bend Dam. Prior to 2017, we used 300-foot-long multi-filament gill nets placed in locations throughout the reservoir. After 2017, in an effort to standardize how we collect data on a statewide basis, we switched to a different style of net. They're 80 feet long, 6 feet tall, monofilament gill nets. And there we have 75 randomly selected sites throughout the reservoir that we place these nets at. And they range in depth anywhere from 8 to 99 feet. We exclude water that's over 100 foot deep from our survey. Unfortunately, the information from the old gill nets and the new gill nets is not comparable to each other, so that's why we keep them separated out. This pie chart shows our 2024 catch from our gill netting survey. And no big surprises here. We typically see walleye and channel catfish as the primary species we catch in the gill nets. Walleye comprised just over 20%. Sauger, which are also an important species in Lake Francis Case, when combined with walleye, of course, almost 30% of the total catch, and channel catfish as well. And we catch a whole host of other species, but primarily we're looking at walleye and sauger and channel catfish for what our information needs are. Now this chart, simply the year on the x-axis, 1999 through 2016, and what we consider our relative abundance or our catch per net on the y-axis. These bars are broken out into different sized walleyes, white being the age zero fish, yellow being less than 15 inches, blue being the 15 to 20 inch fish, and green being those fish over 20 inches. The red line just indicates overall runoff into the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City. And the main takeaway from this graph I wanted to show was when we have drought conditions in the basin, such as the early 2000s, we typically see lower walleye abundances on Lake Francis Case. And when we get higher water yield in the basin, we typically see our walleye population respond to that, and we see increased abundance. And this is the old gill netting data I was talking about from the old style nets. This is basically the same chart with the years on the bottom, 2017 to 24, with again our catch per net and the same length categories delineated in the bars. But this is with our new nets, and so this is our new trend data that we have 8 years of so far now. And you can see in 23 and 24, we did see kind of a decrease in abundance, overall abundance. But one important thing to note is if you look at the blue and green portion in 2024, we had a pretty good percentage of our sample that was of harvestable size. So we have a 15-inch minimum length limit on the reservoir and a 1 over 20. And so a lot of those fish in the population right now are harvestable size and available to anglers to catch. We did see a pretty good increase in abundance from 23 to 24, even though both of those years is probably below the average. We don't always sample age zero fish all that effectively with our gill nets. Age zero fish are those fish that are hatched that year, and they don't turn age one until after January 1st. And so in the fall of the year in October, we electrofish age zero walleyes on Lake Francis Case at stations all the way up and down the reservoir from one dam to the other. And this is the years 2008 through 2024, and the number of age zero walleye per hour of electrofishing on the y-axis. The red line is just the average over time. But one thing to note here is that we consistently see walleye production on Lake Francis Case. We never have a year where we don't produce a year class of fish. Now there might be factors that affect the survival of those fish, but these fish are sampled in the fall and they're typically around 8 or 9 inches long when we sample them. So there's a pretty good chance they're going to survive and recruit to the population over the next couple of years after they're hatched. But in the last 3 years, we've been a little above or quite a bit above average in 2023 in terms of the number of fish sampled. So things are looking good. Francis Case always produces walleye. That's pretty consistent. This chart simply shows the length of the walleyes on the x-axis in our 2024 gillnet sample. On the y-axis is the number of fish in each of those length categories. I highlighted the 15-inch and 20-inch mark just for a reference. And like I was saying, a good portion of those fish that we sampled in 2024 are of harvestable size to the anglers, so 58% of them were over 15 inches. This chart shows what we call relative weight, and relative weight is basically an index of how skinny or how plump a fish is. And this is for walleyes on Lake Francis Case 2008 to 2024. We typically want to see a relative weight value above 80. And most years, Francis Case is anywhere from the low to mid 80s. Now, we do see years where we see bumps up when food conditions are right and the fish take advantage of that. And 2024 was one of those years. We had, for a few reasons, gizzard shad is the primary forage fish in the reservoir. And from the winter of 2023 to 2024 was a very mild winter. And we didn't see a long period of ice cover on the reservoir. And when that happens, we overwinter a lot of age zero shad. We're kind of on the northern range of shad. And so when we have harsh winters, we lose a lot of our age zero shad. They don't tolerate the cold water for extended periods. That didn't happen in the winter of 23-24, and so what we saw was those shad overwintered, and they were available as forage for walleyes pretty much all year long. Aside from that, we also had a good year class of age zero shad produced in 2024, and so we really saw the condition of walleyes jump up. It went from just like 81 or 82 all the way up to 90. Those fish are fat and happy. And they're doing well. This chart here shows just the growth at age, the length at age. So ages on the x-axis and length on the y-axis. I put the 15 and 18 inch marks in there just as a reference. The blue line is the average over time, and the red line is the 2024 sample. We typically like to see our walleyes reach 15 inches by age 3. And if you look here at age 3, Lake Francis Case walleyes are actually getting up over 400 millimeters, which is 16 inches. So they're growing well. They're exceeding that 15 inch benchmark by age 3. And that's partly due to the availability of forage, and that they're eating well and they're growing well. So things are really looking good in terms of that. This chart shows from 1995 to 2024 fishing use in angler hours. And while it goes up and down with the walleye population, you can see in 2020 we didn't have a survey with COVID, but the last 3 years have been relatively consistent. We haven't seen a dip in fishing use or a major increase. It's been pretty consistent at around 440,000 hours. Little bit below average, but some of those really big years are really pulling up the overall average. But nothing really concerning as far as fishing use on the reservoir. This next slide shows the catch rates of walleye per hour on the y-axis and year on the x-axis. And what we saw in 2024, as you can see, is really low catch rates for Lake Francis Case. It was just under 0.5 fish an hour, which is low for Francis Case, but pretty good for overall for a walleye fishery in the Midwest. However, anglers were somewhat dissatisfied when they saw these low catch rates. It's not like we haven't seen similar catch rates in the past. If you look back here, 2016 and 2010, even 2005, we saw similar things. But there's probably a few things going on here, but a big one is what I talked about a little earlier here with the gizzard shad availability. These fish were fat and happy. They really didn't have to eat a minnow or a nightcrawler. They were finding forage without having to work too hard. Another thing that's happening in the reservoir, of course, is zebra mussels. We're getting, the lake is clearing up a little bit, just anecdotally. The water seems to be cleaner than it used to be. We're getting some vegetation growing in areas of the reservoir where we hadn't seen vegetation before. All of those things can contribute to both bait fish and game fish moving around and using different areas. Just visiting with anglers throughout the summer, many of the disgruntled ones were saying that, no, we always catch fish here this time of year. How come we're not catching fish? This is what we always do. But those anglers that were moving around and trying different areas that are outside the traditional areas and maybe trying different methods were having success. When they found fish, they could catch them. And so some of that, the effects of those zebra mussels might be moving some fish around. But by and large, I think a big part of it was the prey availability with fat, happy fish. They just didn't need to eat. When we started looking at that and thinking about it, we ran a correlation. This is basically angler catch rates on the x-axis and that relative weight or condition factor on the y-axis. And as you can see, there's a pretty good relationship that when condition of walleyes is high, catch rates are low. And as the condition of walleyes decreases, catch rates increase. And of course, with lower catch rates, you would expect to have lower harvest. The harvest estimate for Lake Francis Case in 2024 was about 67,000 walleyes, which is well below the average. The average is about 140,000. But as you can see, looking at this chart back over time, we've seen some of these low catches before, and a lot of years they're followed by a pretty good year. So I don't know what 2025 will bring, but we already have had our ice go out here in Chamberlain, and the anglers have been out in the boats, and just anecdotally talking to them, things sound really good. People are catching a lot of fish, and the fish are fat and very nice and healthy fish. So people are happy this spring anyway. So I guess just to sum it up, as we said, there was an increase in walleye abundance from 23 to 24, even though both years are below average. But the number of harvestable size fish is looking pretty similar to most years over the last eight or 9 years. So, and growth is excellent, and the condition of the fish is very good. So when they're catching them, they're really, really nice fish. And as we covered, you know, below average angling use is with a low catch rate in 2024 due to several different factors, gizzard shad and vegetation growth and so forth, has led to low catch and harvest estimates. So I guess that's about all I had. That was, so if anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to entertain them.
Very good, good report. Any questions or comments?
Commissioner Beese here. Since the you were talking about the water quality clearing up, and that's putting more vegetation in the reservoir, so that's helping with the smaller fish to maintain, then, is what I gather from what you're saying, and that's giving the more food for the game fish then?
Yeah, it certainly can. That's a great question, Commissioner. More vegetation growth will provide a place for those bait fish to hide out, and for those game fish, I mean, they're going to go in there looking for those bait fish. And so chances are, if we get more and more vegetation growing, anglers will probably start to target those areas just simply because that's where the fish will go, because that's where their food is.
So on the fishing side of things, the zebra mussels are actually helping then?
I suppose you could look at it as a positive of zebra mussels, if there is a positive there, yes. It's providing maybe some nursery habitat for bait fish, and therefore the game fish will follow them in there. It's just, as from an angler's perspective, it's just a change that anglers will have to get used to. You know, anglers on the river have a habit of going to the same place year after year, fishing the same way. And I think with cleaner water, clearer water, more light penetration, vegetation growth, the anglers are going to have to be a little bit flexible and maybe change some of their methods and not fish the traditional areas all the time and try to figure out where these fish are holding and change their ways, I guess.
Very good. Additional questions, comments? Very good report. Thank you for that information and putting that together for us. Good job.
No problem. Thank you.
We are going to